Well, I'm glad I'm not clearing up today. So, yes, hope you enjoyed the popcorn there. I was going to give you just a few thoughts. Can people see me through the trees? Hi, the youngs. Hopefully we captured something there, the young and the old, of just God's generosity. He is good. He is faithful. He is generous. His blessings are too many to count. And every time we encounter God and his goodness and his faithfulness and his generosity, there's a response from us as well. We have to respond. And the verse we're going to be looking at today, I'm going to give you five things to think about. This verse is from Acts 20, 35. If you haven't got your Bibles with you, it's fine. I'll read it out. So this is from Acts 20, verse 35. In everything I did, and this is Paul speaking, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words from Jesus himself, who said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And that's what we're going to be thinking about this morning. It's more blessed to give than receive. Now, the interesting thing is, this bit of scripture here actually isn't in the Gospels. It's not in the Gospels at all. But as we read in John, it talks about that the sayings and works of Jesus were so innumerable that actually not all the books in the world could keep hold of them. So we're going to go with, this is something from Jesus. I mean, Paul's writing, this is the end of his time with the Ephesian elders, and he's given all encouragement and thanks and challenge, all wrapped up in love. So what is this about then? What is this about? It's more blessed to give than to receive. This doesn't mean it's bad to receive gifts. So with Christmas coming up, gifts are fine. And hopefully when you receive a gift, on the whole, it's a blessing, depending, as I often get vests and pants every Christmas, depending on, you know, you only have a limited amount of time for those kind of things. But hopefully when you receive a gift, it's a blessing. What it talks about as well is, actually, the act of giving the gift is also a blessing. When we give stuff away, it's also a blessing. And it might sound counterintuitive, particularly to the kids who just want to receive stuff. But hopefully, for us as adults, we understand something of this as well. That we receive so much from God. Our response is thankfulness and praise and worship. But alongside that, it's actually giving away as well and doing something. And that could be practically, it could be with our time, our money, our giftings, it could be anything. But there's a call on us to do that. And science even backs this up. I look at the HeartNets, you're scientists. Science even backs this up. Research led by a psychologist called Liz Dunn and her colleagues appeared in the Journal of Science shows that people's sense of happiness is greater when they spend relatively more on others than themselves. So if you give more to other people than you do in yourself, you're happier for it. Yes, thank you. In one survey of over 600 US citizens, Dunn and her colleagues found that spending money on others predicted greater happiness, whereas spending money on oneself did not. And this pattern was found across all income levels. It wasn't just for rich people, it was poor people and everyone in between. When you bless other people, you're happier for it. In other words, even those with little money reported greater happiness when their proportion of spending on others relative to self was greater. Wow. But we don't do it because it makes us feel happy. And these are five things I want to throw out this morning for us to think about. We do this because it's a command from God. That's the reason we do this. We give and we're generous because God has told us to give and told us to be generous. It is saturated throughout Scripture. We can't miss it. There's a call on us as disciples of Christ to respond in thanksgiving and prayer and worship, but also to do something about it. Throw out two tiny bits of scripture. From the Old Testament, Proverbs 28, 27, those who give to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to them receive many curses. It's about giving. And this is from Luke 6, verse 38. Give and it will be given to you, a good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. It's a command to give. It's a bonus we feel happy, but it's a command to give. That's the first thing. God has told us to be a generous people because he blessed us so much first. Secondly, giving submits us to God's lordship. We're called to be an obedient people. Every act of obedience in our lives recognizes the higher and greater power. So that could be obedience over our time, what we do with it. It could be obedience how we speak to people, obedience in our finances, in our gifting. It doesn't matter. Every time we're obedient to God, it highlights, it recognizes there's a greater authority over our lives, Jesus Christ. So firstly, it's a command. Secondly, we submit to God's lordship by giving. Thirdly, giving shows God's heart. God's heart is for the poor and needy. He gave his only son for the world. You can't go more than that. This is God's heart for all of creation. This is it. When we give, we act as God does. He gave first. He gave us Jesus. We're called to be his ambassadors here on earth. We reflect and represent something of Christ in who we are and what we do. And the act of giving does that. The act of giving reflects Jesus. Fourthly, in giving, we trust God's provision and we testify to his power. Those times when God has told us to give and we've stepped out above and beyond, not because someone else has told us, not even because I've told you, because God's told you, you've heard the Spirit of God and you've gone above and beyond, you're recognizing God's provision. This isn't folly, but this is faith. This isn't folly, this is faith. When we give sacrificially above and beyond what is comfortable and sometimes easy, we're expressing our trust and faith in Jesus Christ. When we go above and beyond, we're recognizing I don't rely on my boss or the government or someone else. I rely first and foremost on Jesus Christ. And that's where my faith lies. And finally, giving advances the kingdom of God. When we give, we advance the kingdom of God. When we bless people, when we speak truth, when we share love, hope, and justice, and the gospel into people's lives, the kingdom is extended. The kingdom is extended. So, just to recap. Blessed, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Scientifically, that's a fact. The more we give, the happier we are. Firstly, it's a command from Jesus to give. It's a command from Jesus. Secondly, giving and being generous people submits us to God's lordship. Thirdly, giving shows God's heart and we're a reflection of that. The heartbeat of God is justice and compassion. And we reflect that in how we live. In giving, we trust God's provision and testify to his power in our lives. I think we've all experienced the receiving, and hopefully many of us have experienced the giving when we are obedient people to the God's call on our lives. And finally, giving advances God's kingdom. In all these acts we do, sharing the gospel, being a generous people, speaking love, truth, hope, compassion and justice into the world around us, we are advancing the kingdom of God. So hopefully I've issued an encouragement and a challenge to you guys there. From what we saw in the Grow Box, we are such a blessed people. Every one of us here this morning, we live in such blessing. We have so much to be thankful for. And as we enter worship, that's what we want to be doing. He's saying, God, you're amazing. You're amazing. And that's our first response, because when we encounter the kingdom of God, we have to respond. And that first response is through worship. But then out of that response flows us doing something about it. Us carrying the kingdom forward into our workplace, our families, the communities that we touch. Is that a yes, amen moment, I think, people? Thank you. I've got like 7 people agree with me, which is great. So I'm going to hand over to Jason now and the band, and we're going to respond in worship, because that's our first call when we encounter the amazingness of God, is to have a heart of thankfulness.